Hi, I'm Dr. Hansa Bhargava, pediatrician and a medical editor for Medscape and WebMD. The internet and social media have made our world smaller and more connected, but that's not necessarily a good thing when it comes to our pediatric patients who may let social media influence their decisions. There are at least three important reasons why you should keep an eye out on your patient's screen time behavior. One of those three reasons why is, well, 13 Reasons Why, a Netflix television series that graphically depicts a teen suicide and is about to enter its second season. This is sure to get attention from our teens and maybe even preteens. While producers argue the show tackles realities of taking one's own life and maybe a public service for awareness, this may not be correct. Searches for suicides are on the rise according to a recent analysis of Google searches. Inquiries for the phrase, how to commit suicide, were up over 25%, and the lead study author cautions that increased contemplation translates to an increase in attempts. This brings us to reason number two to monitor teen online behavior, the potentially deadly dangers involving the almost unending array of viral games or challenges. For instance, players of the Blue Whale Challenge advance through several levels, many of which are contained in hidden web portals. The final trial suggests the way to win is to commit suicide. Other challenges with names like Fire Challenge, the Salt and Ice Challenge, all resulted in serious injuries. In fact, a New York teen was recently hospitalized and left permanently scarred when scalding water was thrown in her face as part of the Hot Water Challenge. Let's talk about the third reason we should keep an eye on this, cyberbullying. Many teens questioned admit that they have been bullied in cyberspace, and some experience it on a daily basis. Additionally, it's not difficult for internet-savvy predators to figure out how to locate someone through their online postings. A good portion of teens say they have been contacted by strangers through the internet and received unsolicited advertising. Also disturbing, half of them say they don't tell their parents it's happening. And screen time may affect teens mentally. A 2016 study reported that 11% of teens experienced a major depressive event in the previous year. We have to be vigilant. Don't be afraid of addressing these issues with your patients and parents and pushing them to talk about them. The internet, social media, and its effects on us are all constantly evolving. We can help to navigate this ever-changing landscape. For Medscape and WebMD, I'm Dr. Hansa Bhargava.